They came out in small groups or as individuals. In short time, more than 100 students walked out of City Honors High School and lined up along the sidewalk across Fosdick Avenue, sending a message to those still inside the school. Do not remove the five teachers who are slated to be transferred. Zoe Crapsey, a junior at City Honors, was among the protesters.
They cannot just take away our teachers without expecting some sort of repercussion. They cannot interrupt our education in the middle of the year during exams without expecting some pushback.
WBFO acquired a copy of a message Principal William Cressy read to students via the school's public address system. He stated that the party's battling over a plan to move five teachers in order to cover the cost of 16 teacher aides is out of the school's hands and in those of the district and teachers' union. Parents were also taking part in the protest, including Sarah Robert. She says the school has not been communicating what could affect her children and many others.
We want to sit down. Everyone needs to sit down and hear what is going on and discuss how this is impacting our children. And no one's going to do that for us, so we have to organize together ourselves to do that.
The Buffalo School District and Buffalo Teachers Federation are expected back in court next week to continue their legal fights over this teacher transfer plan. Michael Mosiak, WBFO News.